Well, good evening, everyone. A warm word of welcome to our midweek Bible study and to our prayer meeting, which is tonight a deputation meeting. And we're very glad to see each and every one this evening, and those that are joining online as well. A warm word of welcome to you, and may the Lord's blessing be with you. We're going to start just with the hymn 306. When I listen to you, I'm not ashamed to own my Lord. Well, it's getting better, isn't it, me and technology, every week. And thankfully, that is, God willing, the last time we're going to be listening to them. As a session, we decided just last night that we're going to recommence singing from this weekend. And so it couldn't even play ball with me just one last evening, could it? But we are looking forward, God willing, to getting back singing. But we're just listening to that this evening. So we'll stand for prayer at this stage, please. Let's unite our hearts together. Eternal God and loving Father in heaven, we do come into thy presence this evening. And Lord, what a privilege it is to bow before thee, the living and the true God. What a privilege it is to be able to say tonight that thou art our Father in heaven because of the adoption into the family of God. We thank thee this night that our Saviour, that he has justified us with his blood. We thank thee, O God, for that work upon the cross, that perfect work. We thank thee, O God, for that powerful work upon the cross, the shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, we do acknowledge that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. And Lord, we do rejoice this night that we have remission of our sins. We have forgiveness with thee. We have peace with thee this night because of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we give him all of the praise and all of the glory. We say, worthy is the Lamb that was slain, that he should receive all of the honour, the praise, and indeed all of the glory. Lord, we do acknowledge this night, and we can say even with that hymn that we're not ashamed to own our Lord, nor to defend his cause. We thank thee this night that we can say with the Apostle Paul that we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. We do want to thank thee for another opportunity to be found and to come together in thy house. We want to thank thee, O God, even for ordering our footsteps and for being with us again throughout this day and already throughout this week. We thank thee for thy presence. We thank thee, O God, for thy hand of mercy and grace even towards us each and every day. And Lord, we thank thee for bringing us here tonight. And we thank thee for bringing our sister here. Lord, we do thank thee for her and for, O God, saving her and for setting her apart even for the work amongst the children throughout our land. Lord, we do acknowledge that thou hast commanded even in thy word to show forth the deeds of the Lord even to the people. And Lord, we do pray that she will come and show forth what the Lord has done in her and what the Lord has done through her and the work that the Lord has accomplished even amongst the boys and girls. Lord, that it will thrill our hearts, that we will rejoice, O God, in what the Lord is doing. We acknowledge that even over this last year, it's been very different. It's been very difficult for many of our home missionaries, those that were in and out of schools on such a regular basis, all of the camps, all of the clubs, all of the different activities that were involved with children, and yet such change. But yet, O God, we rejoice that change has even brought forth more opportunities. Souls are being saved. We rejoice in this, O God. Young and old alike, souls are being saved in this land and further afield. And we give thee all of the praise and all of the glory. Lord, bless our sister, fill her with thy spirit, we pray thee. And, O God, use her this night, not only to open up thy word, but indeed, O God, to encourage us in the work, that the Lord is still on the throne, that the Lord, O God, is still moving, that the Lord is still undertaking, and that the Lord is still accomplishing his will. Lord, bless each one that is here. Bless us, O God, this night in thy house. May we know that thou art here. May we know that the host of the house, the Lord himself, is in the building and not to bless us. O God, undertake, we pray thee. Bless this work here. And Lord, bless all of our denomination. We think of our sister congregations that are meeting tonight right across the land. Lord, each one that is having meetings in their buildings, whether it be prayer meetings, whether it be deputation meetings, or whatever the case may be that they're meeting together, O God, bless them. And Lord, undertake for them. And Lord, bless in the days that lie ahead, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, it is a joy to have our sister Joyce with us this evening. It's always a joy to have fellowship with her. Known her for a good number of years now. I was actually thinking this afternoon, the day that it was announced to Clock Mills that I was entering Bible College, Joyce was there. She was conducting the Children's Day service. And then over the next 4 years of Bible College, I had the privilege of working with her every summer in one of the Bible camps, and it was always a privilege to be with her. and even to see her love for the children, and to see and even to learn from her how even she worked and never got onto the ventriloquism. That's you and you alone. I'm not ever going to try that one. But as I said, it's a joy to have her here. I'm going to hand over to her now. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Omerod. It is lovely to be with you this evening and to the opportunity of speaking to you about the work that I'm involved in. And I know you've had Robert in recent days, so we'll try not to bore you with too much, maybe the same stuff that he said regarding FPC kids. But it is lovely to be with you, and I do appreciate the opportunity, and also want to thank you for your prayer support and for your financial support in the work of God. And that is very, very much appreciated. It's lovely to renew fellowship with Mr. Omerod. And I do remember well that Sunday in Clock Mills, and I thought to myself, before the announcement was made, and I remember thinking to myself, there's a young fellow should be in the Whitfield College. And then the next thing, we heard that he'd been accepted to go into the college. So it's been lovely to see the progress that he has made, and we wish him well in this church. And can hardly believe it's almost 3 years since Mr. Omerod came here. I couldn't believe it also tonight when he told me that Judah was in the academy in Oma. I remember Jude when he was this size, when I went to Clock Mills, and then when he came to the camp. And it's hard to believe. It makes me feel old how quickly these young folk are growing up. I was thinking the very same thing the other day. There's a young lady down our way that's getting married. And I was thinking to myself, I can't believe that. Where has that time gone? Because her mother, and I'm really dating myself here, her mother came to holiday Bible clubs that I conducted in the church that they were in. So I saw her mum grow up and her mum get married, and now her daughter is getting married, and I thought, maybe I've been at this too long. Maybe it's time I let somebody else do it. But anyway, we thank the Lord for the blessings that he's given us over the years, and for the young folk that we've seen saved, and those who are going on with the Lord. And that rejoices our hearts this evening, to know of those who've come to the Saviour, and tonight they are following the Lord. As Robert, of course, will have been telling you, children's work came very quickly to a halt last year. One day you were in a school and the next day you weren't going back. And that's how it's been over the last year and a bit. And, you know, what am I going to do and where am I going to go? And I can't sit at home and twiddle my thumbs because, you know, been in and out of schools and all sorts. And you'll see a little bit of that on some pictures that I have tonight. But as you know, God opened up the door to us into FPC Kids. And FPC Kids has certainly taken me out of my comfort zone. I was very happy in my own little world, doing my schools and doing my clubs and doing the things that I had to do. But this was a whole new ball game. Getting used to standing in front of a camera and no children out there, and telling them how well they sing, and just all of that. I found very, very hard to work with to begin with. It's getting better. It's getting better. But we thank the Lord for this door that he's opened to us. And it's just amazing to see the number of children who've listened, to see and hear of children who've been saved. And not only that, the good news of the gospel to the boys and girls has gone further than we could have reached if we'd have been doing our regular clubs and schools and things. America and England and Spain and Russia and all these places, different places that the word of God has gone. And it's just been such an encouragement to see that. So you please continue to pray for the work of FPC Kids, that through it not only will boys and girls and mums and dads be saved as well. It's such an encouragement, the number of comments that we've had of people who've been listening and disabled adults who have listened with learning difficulties, who've listened in and have thoroughly enjoyed what FPC Kids has presented. So we're so thankful for that. Pray for us tomorrow. We're recording again. And I don't mean that maybe the way it sounds, but we are going to be recording a holiday Bible club, which will go out in August. And last year when we did it, we recorded the 5 days in one day. Now, that's a lot of work. And I've been getting prepared. I'm doing the missionary story and other things and also one Bible lesson. And I've been preparing. And this afternoon I thought, my head is so full. You know, I think I have to have a break here. I'll be telling them about William Carey when I'm supposed to be talking about Joseph. So remember us tomorrow, Robert and Christina and myself, as we record this holiday Bible club. Also pray for Catherine. Catherine records for us, and she is a tremendous young lady. She does all the recording, she edits, she puts it all together, and for one half-hour program, it can take her up to 3 hours to edit it and put it all together. So please remember Catherine. She's very patient, especially with me when I make blunders and all the rest of it. But that's the wonderful thing about not going out live. If you say something wrong, Catherine can stop you and say, look, go back a few bits and start that all over again. So it happens. But do pray for us tomorrow as we record. And also, not only Catherine, but Glenn Hamilton. Glenn uploads and downloads and whatever else he does with getting it onto Facebook and all the rest of it. So there's a lot of work involved, and we're so thankful to God for the background team that he has given us. These young folk who have this ability, as far as technology is concerned, I can do what I can do, but there's a lot I can't do. And so we're so thankful to God for the team that he's given us, and do pray for us as we do this tomorrow. Pray for the programs that are going out still Sunday afternoon now at 3 o'clock. Pray for the recordings that are going into schools, that these will be owned and blessed of the Lord, and that children will listen, and teachers as well will hear the good news of the gospel. And I'll never forget the day Robert texted and he said, I've had a wee thought, and he said, thinking we should maybe contact the schools that we're involved with and maybe do some wee recordings so that they can use them in the schools assembly in the classroom. And I thought, well, yes, that's fine. So then Robert came back with another wee thought. He says, maybe we should try to contact every school in the province. And I thought, Robert, that's not a wee thought, that's a massive thought. And so that's what has happened. We have recorded for short videos that can be used in schools, in the classroom, for assembly. And again, it's been encouraging the number of much feedback we've had on how schools have used it and have appreciated it. And the province was divided into the three of us, and I'm looking after South Down and County Armagh and County Fermanagh. And you would not believe the number of schools that there are in those areas. And every school has been contacted and made aware of the FPC Kids, the videos that they can use for assembly in the classroom. So continue to pray for that ministry, that the Lord will use it and bless it, and that through it children will be saved. This summer, pray that the doors that the Lord has opened to us, we'll be able to still do the holiday Bible clubs. Sandown Road Camp are going to do their camp on Zoom, and I'll be teaching for them. Our mission board camp is hopefully going out on Zoom as well. So pray for that, one at the end of July and the other at the beginning of August. So pray for those, that the Lord will help us as we come together, and that all of these things will fit together and it'll all work out, and that again it'll be owned and blessed of the Lord. So do thank you so much for your prayers and for your support, and do pray with us that very soon the doors will open again. We'll be back in our schools. we'll be back doing our holiday Bible clubs and all the rest of it, that we'll be doing our Bible clubs as well as the assemblies in the schools, going out to weekly children's meetings and churches and what have you. So do pray that these doors will once again open up to us, and we look to the Lord for his hand upon us. Just before we look at a few pictures, I want to read just a couple of verses to you out of Psalm 78. Psalm 78. This is a wonderful chapter in Psalms relating to evangelizing children. And when you go home, you just take the time to read all of it for yourself. I'm not going to do that tonight, but we want to just read verses 6 and 7 and take note of the generations as we read, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, one generation after another, reaching them with the gospel. But I really want us to center a few thoughts on verse 7, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. I was reading through the Psalms a wee while back, and this verse 7 really struck me, and I began to think about it. And as I looked at it, I thought, it just divides itself really nicely into three sections. And if you relate it to verse 6, in that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children. And as the gospel is declared to each generation, we evangelize the children so that, as verse 7 says, they might set their hope in God. And that's so, so important for our children, that as they grow up, they will set their hope in God, that they will put their faith and their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. There's many out there tonight, and there's no one to present the gospel to them. They haven't many that really think about this, but we do need to teach them so that they will set their hope in God. Many growing up, and not just the young folk, but many, they're setting their hope in their homes and their cars and their jobs and their money, and there's nothing wrong with that, but we need to be sure that our hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. As the hymn writer said, his hope was on the solid rock, Christ Jesus. And that's what we desire for this rising generation. You go out into any of our towns and cities tonight, and you'll find many 10, 11, 12, 13-year-olds. They're high on drugs. They're on alcohol. This new drug, Spice, is the thing that they're into, and they vape with it. And I've read reports recently of a number of young people who've had to be taken to hospital because they've been vaping this particular drug called Spice. They think they are vaping herbal marijuana, but they're not. And this drug is a disaster. If Chris was here, of course, he could tell you a whole lot more about it than I can. But it's a very, very dangerous thing. And so we do need to pray for them, that God will protect our young and that they will set their hope in God. And as the verse goes on to say, and not forget the works of God, that as we teach them the good news of the gospel in our children's meetings and in our Sunday schools, and when we get out into the open air in the summertime and all the rest of it, that they might not forget the works of God, that they might remember and think about what God has done for them in sending his Son, the Lord Jesus, into the world, so that they might have their sins forgiven, and that one day they will go to be with him forever and ever and ever. And it's so, so important that we encourage them and that we pray for them, that they will not forget the works of God and what God had done for them. That's what happened to the children of Israel so often. They forgot what God done for them and they fell into sin because they forgot all the mercy and the grace of God as he brought them out of Egypt and all the rest of it. And then lastly, in that verse it says that they may set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, that they might learn to obey the word of God and live their lives in obedience to the word of God. We're not talking about something that's legalistic, but a loving relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and that they might keep his commandments and grow up to be young men and young women of God and take their place within the church of Jesus Christ. This rising generation, they are the future, not of 10 years down the road, but they are our future now, that we will see them saved. They are our ministers, our missionaries, our elders, our committee, our Sunday school teachers, our children's workers, our congregations. That's what they are. And we need to see them saved and taking their place within the church of Jesus Christ. And so we do need to pray for them. If you take time, and we're not going to take time tonight to read it, but verse 8 of course talks about them not being as our fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their hearts, our heart aright, a generation who didn't put their trust in the true and living God of heaven, whose spirit was not steadfast with God. They had not prepared their hearts to seek the Lord. But if you read on down that chapter, and we're not going to take time to read it, you read about Ephraim and how Ephraim, they kept not the covenant of God and they refused to walk in his law. They forgot his works and his wonders that he had done, and they failed in the battle. They failed in the battle because they didn't walk in the ways of God as they should. And that's why we need to pray for our young people, those that get saved, that they will be grounded and that there will be nothing to distract them and to take them away from their walk with the Lord. So we covet your prayers, not only for the children that are running around in housing estates tonight, but you know, we need to be praying for the children growing up in our denomination. We really do. And we need to pray for them like we've never prayed for them before. Because it was difficult when I was a teenager going to high school. People laughed at you if you said you were a Christian. But it's even worse for our young people today. And we need to be praying for them, that God will enable them and help them, and that God will keep them in the hollow of his hand, and that they will take their stand for God, and that they will be enabled to live their lives as Christians. Yes, it's important to pray for the children that are out there running about and maybe come into our children's meetings. But let's not forget the children of our congregation. They're growing up in a Christian home, yes. They're out to Sunday services, yes. They come to the children's meetings, yes. They're in the Sunday school, yes. They're in the youth fellowship. And that's great if they're at all those things. But we need to pray for them, that they be grounded in the things of God, and that they will continue to grow and grow to be young men and young women of God that can take their place within the Church of Jesus Christ. Thank you tonight for your prayers for me. I really do appreciate it. We couldn't do what we do without the help and the support of God's people, and we sincerely thank you tonight in the Lord's name. If you give me just a minute, we'll get this presentation up, and it'll just show you a little of what I normally do. We haven't been able to do it. This presentation was done, put together before lockdown last year, and so I'm not showing you it all because it really, a lot of it isn't relevant, but there's a bit in the middle, and it tells you of the work that I normally do. And so you can think about us and pray for us and pray that soon the doors will open, that we'll be back doing what we do. So if you give me just a minute. I'm maybe not as good as Mr. Rumber on this machinery.
I've set the bar low.
Sorry?
I've set the bar low.
Myself, that's slow. clubs are one of the main things that I do throughout the year, in and out of a lot of schools. I go to some schools, I do school clubs like a Bible club in the school. Some schools I go to first thing in the morning, and 9:30 to 10:00, have the children. Other schools I go to maybe at lunchtime and have a meeting. Other schools I go to maybe starting with P1 on a Monday and work my way through to Friday until we get to P7. Some schools I go to after school. And when I go after school, I usually have P1 to P3, 2 o'clock to 3, and then P4 to P7, 3 o'clock to 3:45. And when you've had P1 to P3 for an hour, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock, you almost feel like you need to lie down in a darkened room, and because it's all action choruses and their attention span's not great. And the least wee thing distractions is there's some schools I go to, and you have to have them in the room so that they're not facing the window, because if the tractors go up and down, oh, there's a John Deere, and they're all distracted, and they're up running, the wee farmers among them, they're up running to the window to see the tractor and the slurry spreader going up the road. So you have to have them sitting that they're not facing the window. But if they hear a tractor at all, the heads are turned, and so they can, P1 to 3, P3 can be so easily distracted. But we thank God for these opportunities. And I'm so thankful tonight for the teachers within our primary school system who open their doors to me. And I go and I say, you know, would this week suit? Yes. And the teachers will send out notice to the parents. They'll send out the consent forms. And I just go in and do my thing, and it's wonderful. So different from when I first started under our board. When I first started under our board, mission board, I was going into orange halls and mission halls, and some of the orange halls you had to light a fire at dinner time to get the place warmed up for the children, and then as it warmed up, the water run down the walls and all the rest of it. But that's just how it was. But now you go into school and it's lovely and it's warm and all the rest of it, and we're so thankful to God for the teachers within our primary school system. Some of them will say to me, remember, it's next year now. Put us in for the same week next year. And there's one school I go to, and I go during parent-teacher week, and I would go at 1 o'clock and have the children through till 1:45. And in that 45 minutes, the teachers get themselves ready for parents coming to hear how their children are doing. And I have the whole school in the assembly hall, and we run a regular children's meeting. So it is so thankful to God for that. Pray that these doors will keep open to us. Really pray that they'll keep open to us. A wee boy in P3 said to me one day, he said, Auntie Joyce, why is it that all the songs you sing, particularly a wee boy in that top picture on the right, why is it all the songs that you sing are about the cross and about the blood of Jesus? And so I proceeded to explain to him and tell him why, all of the children. And then he said to me, well, tell me this, he said, can you really know you're saved? And I started to explain to all of them that you can really know that you're saved. And what an opportunity to be able to do that. The picture at the top, as children get older, they become less interested in the gospel. And I go to a lot of schools, I've said, but once ye children hit P7, they don't really want to come. A lot of them. Not unless they maybe have a church background or associated with one of our own churches. But that picture at the top, those children are a few out of P5, a couple out of P6, and maybe one out of P7. Now, the previous year, when the P7s were in P6, I had a whole lot of them. But when they got to P7, you could see them, you know, slinking out of school and didn't really want to see you. So that's what's happening. They get to P7. It's the same in some of our children's meetings. They get to P7, they think they're too old. So let's pray for that age group, that they'll keep coming to the Bible clubs and schools. They'll keep coming to our children's meetings, and that God will reach them and save them. Outdoor meetings are a great opportunity in the summertime to present the Word of God to our children. And we thank God for the outdoors. and for the many children over the years that we've been able to reach in children's meeting. That top picture is the village of White Cross in South Armagh. The other picture is Bessbrook as well, and that one there is Shanlon Park in Uri. Over the years, and this is the second year we've missed, I would do 3 outdoor meetings a day with Mullaglass Church for a whole week. We start in White Cross, we go to Shanlon Park in Uri, and we go to Bessbrook. We start about 4 o'clock in the afternoon and work our way through till about 7 in the evening. And we've had wonderful, wonderful times with some of these children. It's been marvellous. We've seen children saved, and we're so thankful to God for that. The Shanlon Park meeting, it's like, what could you say, the League of Nations. You know, we've had all sorts of nationalities, and it's been wonderful to have them under the sound of God's word. This bottom picture, 2019, the Youth Council did an outreach in Limavady, and 4 young people joined me for that week. 4 wonderful young people, I have to say. Not that all our young people aren't wonderful, but these young people were terrific. They were just very good at what they've come to do. We had 2 outdoor meetings on an afternoon in 2 different housing estates. And I said to the young people, I said, now, you are responsible for the outdoor meetings. I'll supply you with all the materials you need. It's up to you to do it. And I just stood back and took it all in. And it was marvellous to see how they did. They did extremely well, and we're so thankful to God for that outreach that we had. Then in the evenings, we had a holiday Bible club in Limavady Church, and I did the teaching at it. And of course, the young people helped as well. The children were divided into 2 groups, and the older ones went off on their own, and some of the young people helped with them. So we had a wonderful week of ministry, and we thank God for it. Oh, there we go. Summer camps. A great opportunity to have the children together. Now, of course, they come, as I often say, they come and, you know, they think they've arrived in heaven. There's no night there. And they want to sleep. They don't want to sleep. And I think some of us do need a bit of sleep. And even though many times they're told to go to sleep, they just don't seem to want to go to sleep. And then you have those that maybe their first year at camp, and you have your quiet time with at night, and you get them all tucked in, and the next thing is a wee rap. Wee girl in my dorm's crying, she wants her mama. Oh. And then the time you get to the dorm, they're all crying and want their mommies. And so you have to try and get them settled. The bottom picture there were the wee lassies in my group in 2019. And again, we've seen young people saved. We've seen them grow in the Lord. And it's just so, so encouraging. Of course, they want to do all-nighters. And I think to myself, not if I can help it, you'll not do an all-nighter. But anyway, it's been marvellous to see this. Do pray that in the will of God, that next summer we will get back to our camps and we'll be able to bring the children together and teach them during that week. We have our missionary story in the morning. We have our crafts and activities in the afternoon. And, of course, we have our Bible lesson at night. And by the end of the week, I had a picture, I should have put it in, of when we were in Newcastle and Mr. Almerod was there, and he was like the rest of us come the end of the week, you know, he's just, the eyes were ready to close no matter what you were doing. You were really so weary, but you feel weary, but you think, isn't this a marvellous, marvellous opportunity? Holiday Bible clubs, again, throughout the summer are a terrific means of reaching individual children and bringing them under the sound of God's word. And again, we rejoice in the many holiday Bible clubs that have been held over the years and for the many children that have been reached with the gospel. That bottom picture is with our Ballymena Church in the north part of the city. and we've been there a few years, and we do thank God for all that he has enabled us to do. The top picture, actually, that on the right, is Limavady, and for the Holiday Bible Club that we had there in 2019. And so there's been many children have heard the gospel, and we thank God for it. And we long for the day when many of these children will come to know Christ as their Saviour. And as I often say, only eternity will reveal all that's been accomplished in the lives of our children over the years. And we do trust God. I am so thankful to God that I have gone around our churches for the last number of years. And it's been so encouraging for young people to come up to me who are maybe now married and have got their own wee family. And they've said to me, you know, I was saved as a result of a Holiday Bible Club that you had in our church. Or I was saved as a result of a mission that you had in our church. And many of them you don't know anything about. And it's such a blessing to hear that they've come to know Christ as their own personal Saviour. I was in a church one night and a fellow came in and he says to me, you don't recognise me, do you? And I said, no, I'm afraid I don't. He told me who he was. And I was there in the August in this church. He said, you know, I got saved last May. I said, well, here, let me tell you, your mother prayed hard and long for you. Oh, he said she did. And I had that young fella in Holiday Bible Clubs. And he was probably in his 30s before he came to the Lord. And God had reached him and saved him. And he was in one of our churches being involved in the children's work. And I thought, isn't that just such a blessing to see what God is doing in young hearts and in young lives? I have some statistics, if I can say the word. I wasn't going to show them, but I will very quickly, just so that you can see these. 26% of the world's population are under the age of 15. 85% of those who become Christians do so between the ages of 4 and 14. These statistics will make us realise how we need to reach this generation. And may God burn them on your heart tonight. 24% of pupils in the UK have taken drugs. And that's not just on the mainland. That's here as well, I can assure you. Some boys that came to camp in Sandown. 12% of 11-year-olds in Northern Ireland drink alcohol. And I would say, from I got that statistic, it's even higher. 22% of 15-year-olds reported having been drunk in the last 4 weeks. And that is true. 71% of pupils who drink were given it by their parents. And to me, that is despicable. It really, really is. When you look at these young lives and you just covet them for the Lord, don't you? More than half the population of the UK have no religion. And it is so, so true. And we need to really be praying for them. Under 6% of people become Christians after the age of 12. And as I say, there's such a need in the hearts and lives of our young. As I've already said, as children get older, they become less interested in the gospel. And that is just so true. Just so, so true. And we do need to pray that they, when they get to the likes of P7, that they will continue to come. That was a great day in camp when we got candy floss. You just look at them and you long to hear and know of them being saved. And so we do need to pray for them, that God will work in young hearts and in young lives, and that they will come to know Christ as their own and personal Saviour. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And that's the promise of God. And we hold on to that promise. And we trust the Lord to work in young lives as we are faithful in presenting the Word of God to the children. Pray for the wee girl in the middle with the glasses. and the teddy bear. Pray for that wee girl. We long to see them saved, and we trust God to work on in hearts and in lives. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be here tonight, Mr. Ormerod. And we trust that this will have given you a little insight into what I'm normally at, and that you will pray that soon these doors will open and we'll be back amongst the boys and the girls. Thank you. I'll just turn this off. Thank you.
Well, let me take this opportunity, just on your behalf, to thank our sister Joyce for coming this evening, and even for that word, even from the Psalms as well, and how applicable it is when you consider all that's going on in the adult generation today, and how much, therefore, we need to be praying even for the children, for the next generation, to be one for the Lord Jesus. And certainly, it's encouraging again to see those clips, and a lot of familiar faces, with the camp ones especially, but to see all those faces and to see how busy and how much work was going on. And certainly there is a prayer there for us all that very soon our sister Joyce, and indeed all of our children's workers, will be able to get back to the way it was for them and even give them greater days ahead. That to be more Bible clubs, to be more schools being reached even after the lockdown because of the internet, as it were, because of the online school assemblies, that even more doors will open for our children's workers in the days that lie ahead. So we're going to have a time of prayer now. Our numbers are down a bit.